just now getting to the point where we have an income coming in with the business. So now it's like trying to get everything marked off.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect. Okay. Here's Sean to apply that rate for me.
Thank you for holding. Is this Desi?
Yes.
Hi, Desi. My name's Sean. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Yeah, so far so good. I got a coffee, so I'm happy about that.
Right? You got to have that first thing in the morning.
Needed, yeah. I was looking forward to it last night when I was going to sleep. I'm like, oh, that coffee's going to be amazing.
Right.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She just asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
so
they pop,
I usually
pop
use Google to find things myself. So.
Oh yeah. Me too. Pretty often. I don't know what I would do without it. Actually, my grandfather
right.
was a mystery to me. I'm like, how did you do it? no, but if you have any questions that pop up, feel free to fire them at me. The major benefit to you though in this call is that first page placement. There's only 3 spots that'll show per industry per area. So you're in a handyman category. But once we fill that position, which we're actively looking to do, we're going to close out the entire handyman category. So Google won't let any of us partners work with another handyman unless one of the guys in this area discontinues or relocates their from their placement or from their service area.
Okay. Let me
see what I could do. She's asking for a new in business credit. She said you just signed up for Angie's and then wants to see what I could do for you about a website. You guys just haven't built the website yet?
No, I haven't gotten that far.
Okay, no worries. We got a
team. So I have a full-time job on trying to do this too.
Okay. Yeah, this will make your life a lot easier. Like, we have an app you can download, and it'll basically be working for you, prospecting job opportunities while you're working. And then if they call in, the app will actually track all the information, even the ones you answer, the ones you don't answer, what keywords they typed in, what zip codes they came from. So it'll help you guys build up that pipeline of business so that way you always have consistent work. And then usually you want to have that before you leave the day job anyway. So you probably want to let this run for a month or two. And then once you're comfortable and you have a good client base, then you can make the switch. But it's smart to keep doing what you're doing. Or do you even plan to leave your day job, or are you just going to have this as like a side business? No. Okay.
So my husband does all the handyman stuff.
Got it. Okay. Took the words right out of my mouth.
But I do all the, so he works for me, but we started it for him.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. Okay. So he's doing full-time work then. He could take clients daily. Do you guys have anybody else or just him?
Just him for now.
Okay.
We eventually want to bring somebody else on and expand. He's got a brother down in St. George that he wants to bring on just as part-time. So we kind of want to expand down in southern Utah as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could definitely do that if you guys have this placement. So just to kind of put things into perspective, I don't know if you've heard of like Done in a Day bathroom model. They're a handyman service. These guys, they're getting like 3 to 4 phone calls a day.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we're putting you guys on the first page decks to them, we anticipate, similar traffic. So, I mean, you're probably not going to be able to take on every client that calls in. We don't expect you to, but that's a good call volume to see, seeing guys get multiple calls every day. You know, cherry pick them, obviously. You don't just go to everybody that contacts you guys. There's also Honeydew Handyman. He's been doing this for almost 10 years. I don't know if you heard of them either.
I haven't,
Okay. There's Inside Out Pro Services LLC and Will A to Z. Will's is leaving. Okay. So this would be your guys' spot. Let me see what they were charging him. 1 second here. Okay, so they have They had him on $3.99 with no website. He was on the first page with no website. And do you do anything with social media? Any like Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, I've got Instagram and Facebook set up.
Nice. Are you running Facebook ads?
No.
No? Okay. No problem. You might want to do that, though. That definitely helps.
I'm eventually going to get there, but.
Well, the reason I was asking you is because we do have a package. I think Tara already texted you the pricing page, but it's called a platinum package. And a platinum package has the social media platform on there where they run ads. So we have a team in-house that'll run your Facebook ads. They'll host your first page placement on Google. Being on the first page of Google is going to put you on the first page of Bing. Top option for Amazon Alexa devices, on Apple and Safari for the iPhones. I mean, it's an A to Z package. It even has the custom website design, so you guys have your own .com website. It's basically like a business that started from scratch. It's like, hey, I'm starting up this company. We just made the decision yesterday. I need all this stuff launched so people know we exist.
Right.
So normally, though, this package is usually $5.99. I see a main competitor on a lower package at $3.99. He's doing something called a pro. What I was thinking I could do is put you on the platinum so you get a better package, the $5.99 one, but I'll drop the price down to just $2.99, which is like our essential pricing structure, and I'll waive all setup fees on it, and I could lock you in at that rate on a month-to-month basis. So that way you're not...
That's $300 a month.
Yeah, it'd be $2.99 exactly for that bundle. But you shouldn't need any other forms of advertisement. I know Tara was telling me that you signed up for Home Advisor by Angie's. If you're going to compare that to this side by side, after a month, you'll probably cancel Home Advisor by Angie's because they're on the first page of Google. That's how they get their leads. The difference is they're going to sell the leads to you independently, one by one, whether you get the job or not. So let's say they're charging you like $30 a lead, which is pretty standard. Some of them are more than that. But let's say $30 a lead.
We went through a package with them. So I actually just paid them $750 for a lead package.
Sorry, I was almost spit my coffee out.
so,
okay.
Yeah. You guys are like 2 days too late.
Yeah, that's a really expensive bundle. I mean, $750. You know, I know on average their leads go, you know, $30 and up, depending on the what they think it's worth. But I was going to say, like, 10 leads, you'll blow through $300. You could spend that in, like, a week on Home Advisor,
right.
What we're offering for a month. And, again, that's another reason why I'm confident you'd probably wind up leaving that service. I don't think you're going to want to spend $750, $1,000 every single month. That's pretty
expensive.
It's
not every single month. So
but that's what it turns
$750
into.
For the bundle, and then the leads come off of that, and then when we're done, we'll probably be done with them.
Gotcha.
But
so you guys are already planning.
Not a long-term solution. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We want to see how the leads come in.
Yeah, they'll burn through those
in
leads
such a small town.
Yeah, they'll burn through them quick, though. There's a lot of searches happening on Google. They put themselves on Google. That's how they get the leads. So they do something kind of like
right.
that. You'll see them up there if you look up Handyman in Sevier County. And it says, like, 10 best handyman, right? And so you guys are on that list.
Right.
And they also have it on Angie's, too. So it's like Home Advisor is on the first page, and then Angie's is on the first page, but it's really the same company. But all they're doing is reselling you those leads, and that's what makes those leads less valuable is because it goes to like three or four other people, and then they charge you for it even if you don't get it. So sometimes you're paying, you know, $30, $50 lead fee for nothing. Maybe they didn't answer or decided not to go with you guys. So it does get real costly. But if you're already looking at leaving them, you know, this is a great long-term marketing solution. It's not every day that we could put you on the first page of Google, but that's really the moneymaker in all of this. You know, it's been about 11 months since the last time we had a spot open on the first page. And all the other stuff that we're talking about, like Facebook, the website, you know, all the additional features, they're good and they bring value to your company. But only if they're on the first page at the moment that people are looking for what you do, you know?
Right.
Like having a website that people aren't seeing every time they search for a handyman in your area doesn't do you too much good.
Right.
So that's kind of like the end result that a lot of business owners are trying to work towards. For you, we're able to get you that end result while simultaneously building up everything that you're missing on those other platforms.
Right.
So I know you spent $750. It's probably a tough ask to say, hey, give us a shot month to month at $299. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. I think if you fast forward, you know, a couple months from now, you'll be really happy that you've jumped on the first page placement instead of paying per lead.
Right. Okay. So with this package, you guys will create a Facebook, or will you just use the Facebook I've already created?
Yeah, you don't want to duplicate listings. So we'll access a Facebook that you already created. You don't want to have two of them floating around because Google will.
So that one is actually hooked to my personal account.
Mm-hmm.
So do I just need to remove that one?
Yeah, you can remove it.
And then you guys create.
But if you've done a lot of work on it. Yeah, we could do that way too.
Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't done very much on it. So
I'm trying to find it right now.
Let's at least start it. And then I'll talk to my husband. So let's at least get it going. And then I'll talk to him and see what we can do, and maybe I'll call Angie Leeds and see if I can finagle something with them too.
Okay. I'll send you like a little link too that might help you guys with that conversation. I'm not supposed to do it, but
okay.
I think once you read it and then if you show that to your spouse, you guys will be very, very, very happy that you're moving forward with us today. And that'll probably help you get away from them. So I'm going to create your GBP or your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the company, Desi. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. So did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
No, let's put it with my husband's phone number.
Okay, let me move you to the cell phone. Okay, and then what's the business phone number?
435-705-705-8166.
8166. What's your last name, Desi?
Lee, L-E-E.
I love it. My mom was Christy Lee, and then my son is Kyrie Lee after my mom. Yeah, so that's their middle name. Okay, and then you spell it D-E-Z-I?
D-E-S-I, but my full name's Desiree.
This is so funny. No wonder I feel so comfortable talking to you. So my older sister is Destiny, but I call her Desi.
Yeah.
I always have. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. So it's Desiree Lee.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. And then it's weird how your name's spelled too, like D-E-S-I-R-E-E. My son, who's Kyrie, is K-Y-R-E-E-L-E-E.
Yeah.
So you have
mine's
like
not spelled that way.
Oh, it's not? It's one
No,
e?
It's D-E-S-E-R-A-E.
Oh, E-R-A-E. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I definitely spelled that wrong. Okay. All right. Let me update. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I can send everything in writing and then your invoice receipt so you guys can write this off as a business expense later?
It's leewayhandyman@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Okay. And then Google's going to send you a pin in the mail. I don't know if you ever noticed, like, the businesses that are on the first page, they have that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are.
Yes.
We don't have to display your address, but we do have to send you that postcard in the mail, and there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 154 West Main Street. And that's Salina, Utah, 84654.
Got it. Okay. And then you want me to hide the address, right?
Not necessarily. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's our home address, too, so we work out of the house.
Right. That's why I was offering it, because sometimes on Google, if they go to directions, like if we deactivate mm-hmm. directions, but if they click directions, it'll give them turn by turn directions on their GPS to your home, you know?
Right.
We always
can
recommend.
Can we turn it back on eventually?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So let's turn it off for now.
Yeah. We always recommend if you do business from home, especially if you have like a lot of tools and equipment, just to, you know, not saying there's a bunch of thieves in the neighborhood, but you never know, you know, just to avoid getting
right.
targeted. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then the website, do you have a logo or like pictures of work that you guys have done in the past?
Yes, we've got a logo and I've got pictures.
Okay, perfect. Are they already on the Facebook page?
No.
No? Okay.
I haven't made it that far yet.
That's okay. All good. All good. You'll improve by leaps and bounds in just a couple of days here. We got a whole team of graphic designers in-house, but I'm sending you this
Perfect.
Email address. If you could send in the logo that you have and then any pictures, like if there's before and after shots. What's your husband's first and last name? I'm just going to add him to the profile.
Vance. It's Vance. V-A-N-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
And last name's Lee. L-E-E. Oh. Yep.
Okay. And I already got his phone number, so we'll save his co-owner slash partner. Well, you're the owner, so he's just partner, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's not even partner. He's just a worker.
You got
him. But, yes, you can put him as a partner. That's fine.
Vance is tied down. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Let's see. I'll put partner just in case he calls in. We don't want him to. You're just a worker. You can't change anything.
Right.
That's one way to upset somebody. Okay.
He's just my worker bee. It's all good.
Yeah. You work for Desi. Stop it. All right. Here we go. Save. Save. Okay. Good. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
I think I did 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday. And then 8 to noon on Fridays. And we can update that too, right?
Absolutely, yes. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, Desi, so you'll be able to contact me. And then we also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. It's actually that number that I'm texting you on, that 877 line there.
Okay.
But did you want to have Saturday and Sunday closed or like by appointment only?
Saturdays by appointment only and closed on Sundays.
Okay.
Because he will go look at jobs on Saturdays if we're available.
Yeah.
He won't do work, but he will go look at them.
Yeah, that's why I like the by appointment only, because then it's kind of like, you know, they could call you, but you're not actually within your business hours, so they're not really expecting you to work. More than likely, it'll get scheduled out.
Right.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and submit. All right, Desi, looking good. So I'm going to send you a Google verification form. You got to fill this out as best you can.
Okay.
Do you guys have any, like, license, registration, business insurance?
Yes, we have business insurance and we are licensed with the state of Utah.
Perfect. Okay.
And I don't have that information with me, so.
No, no problem. So in this form, it is going to ask you for this information, but it usually takes the business owners like, you know, a couple of days to get it back to us. So it's not a rush.
Okay.
It's just something I want you
but
to.
But it locks us into that, right? So
yeah.
Nobody else can take it. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And then there's a badge and a check mark that lets them know that you've been Google verified. So they don't have to question if they call you to hire you guys right then and there that, you know, if you have these things or not. Yeah.
Right.
It's a good
okay.
credibility thing. And Vance isn't getting questioned. He gets out to a job, like, you know, what are your credentials? It's like, they're online.
Right.
You found it before you called us. So makes it easy.
Yeah, and my husband's also a licensed electrician.
Oh, okay.
So
that's the beauty of the handyman categories. We can actually list you in the electrical category too. Like you get 15 keywords. We'll go over those during your client interview. I was about to schedule that with you now. But you can pick specifically what you're being found for, as long as it's you know, within a handyman category, right? You can't list you for like pizza or something like that, but you guys have final say on everything. They'll have some recommendations for you though, because we have a system called Google Analytics that they use back there. And so it'll give us a good idea of like which services people are searching the most in the area. That way we don't have to play the guessing game.
Okay.
All right. But actually, that's the next phase. So what would be the best time to do your client interview?
Friday would be the best because I'm off on Friday.
Oh, okay. Usually we do client interviews like same day. Like if you pay us today, like we buy the domain for your website, we start working and building stuff. Okay. We also send out your Google PIN.
Let's do, I should be home like a quarter after four today.
Okay.
If that works.
That does work. So we have a 4 to 5 Mountain Standard available.
Okay.
And then I could tell them to call you, like, you know, give you like 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, because they have an appointment till 4, and it'll probably take me about 10 minutes to get home, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. So if you miss it, you know, they're going to send you a text message reminder like an hour before. If you feel like, hey, I need more time or I can't make it, just let me know, and then, you know, we'll coordinate for tomorrow. But definitely want to get this knocked out so we can get you up and running. I said, I want to be able to show you some good results in that first month. So that way you look at Home Advisor and you don't lose any sleep about kicking those guys to the curb.
Right.
Okay. Save. Don't want to waste a day. Okay. So you'll get that calendar invitation there at your Gmail. And then that text will come through 1 hour before. Save. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Desi, how did you want to do that?
On a card,
okay.
I guess.
No, it's always the hard part. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. So Desiree Lee, and then Leeway Handyman LLC. And then is the business address the same, or like the billing address the same as the business street address we're sending the PIN to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Desi, I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's a Visa.
Okay.
It is 4896.
4896.
6205.
6205.
0865.
0865.
1092.
1092. And the expiration date, month and year?
7/27.
7/27. And 3-digit code on the back?
091.
091. Okay, and there is a security question, Desi, just in case somebody contacts us. It doesn't sound like you, or vice versa, if you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives. So you have a couple options for this. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name. Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name, Desi?
Bunker.
Bunker. Okay. I like Lee better.
B-U-N-K-E-R.
Okay. So I'll just have, okay, Bunker. It says reconfirm security question. Okay. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything in the voice verification that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line, Desi. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Leeway Handyman, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Desiree Lee, an owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave us today?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Desi, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. I mean, immediate response time is always going to get you guys the best results, but we understand you're going to miss calls from time to time. And you have the right to refuse service to anybody. But they put this in there more just for, like, us. If we're contacting you, it's obviously urgent. So try to be mindful of that.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know why that one came out weird. Yeah, but we just want to know if you're doing anything extra because we don't want you to, like, duplicate any online listings. That's why I was telling you we won't, like, create two Facebook pages. We also don't want you paying for anything more than you actually need, right? We want to keep your overhead low. So we don't want you to pay for something we're already doing for you. If you look at the Platinum package in the pricing page and in your service agreement that we're going to send you, you shouldn't need anything else. Like, I try to put you in position to where we're like a one-stop shop for you with the website, the Facebook, you know, the Yelp, the Yellow Pages, the Thumbtack, the Bing, Amazon Alexa, you know, Apple Safari. You shouldn't need anything else, really. But if you're not sure, just double check. Okay. Yeah. Then once you have like 100 different bills floating around and you're already focusing on a full-time job. It's crazy.
Right.
So. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. You're not bound to any kind of contract, so it's a true month-to-month service, but we do recommend that you try the services for 2 months since we're building everything from scratch. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 9th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to auto-renew each month on the 9th day, but you'll keep that price of $299 for the Platinum Bundle as long as you're with us. So that's never going to go back up or change. And then it says, again, you could discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or any funny business. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due or before the 9th day of the month, so that way we can stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm processing the payment now. When this clears, you're going to receive a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. You also get it in email. And then you'll also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay.
Did you already get that link with the Google verification form?
Let's
I know there's a lot of stuff in there. There's like an email, and then there's a Google verification form, Home Advisor link for you to show Vance later. And there's a lot of crap in there, but it's good crap.
All right. So to get your business profile verified, Google may I got that one. Thing.
Yeah, if you click on that link, that's the one I was telling you. If it takes you a day or two, no problem. Just try to fill it out as best you can. At the bottom, it says if you're missing anything, when Google can't just verify you with the information that you submitted on the form, the only remaining option will be a video call, or we'll actually video call you with the Google rep. So you have to check the box at the bottom that you're okay with that.
Okay,
and it is like a Google Meet or FaceTime, if that's more convenient for you, but... They do that, especially if, like, I've had situations where their PIN gets lost in the mail and then they don't have all the stuff on their Google verification form. So it's like we have no option but to verify you over the phone.
Okay.
Let's see here. Make sure you have everything. Okay, it looks like the terms came through. It looks like they actually sent you the verification form twice, but you only have to fill it out once. And then.
Okay.
The email for logo, photos, pictures. Okay. All right. Looks like we got everything, Desi. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. We do have that client interview scheduled today between 4 and 5. I told them to kind of call you closer to 4:30 just to give you some time. If the call goes over, that's totally fine. But just want you to get to a comfortable position. And then I will send you actually to my direct extension. Our customer service line is attached to every text and email you get from us, but if you want to be able to contact me directly, you'll dial the same number. You just hit extension 544. I'm going to text that to you right now.
And what was your name again?
My full name is actually Jazwan John Hill. So it's J-A-Z-W-A-N and then John, J-O-H-N, and then Hill, H-I-L-L. But everybody calls me John, usually.
Okay.
They struggle with my first name a lot. My mom was got fancy with it. Okay. So that concludes the initial setup process, though. So obviously, I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. If you have any questions, comments, concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. No questions or dumb questions. We always say that our educated clients are our happiest clients because they know exactly why they're paying us each month. So don't hesitate to call, but I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday and then look out for that phone call around 4:30, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome, Desi. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.